الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Okay, that was one of the briefest explanations of مصطلح. What is مصطلح, by the way? Hadith terminology, hadith classification. We finished with that topic, okay? From or for our levels. Now you understand the more important categories. Like I said, there are 50 or 60, you know, different things to talk about in مصطلح, you know. And we only covered like maybe 20 of them, okay? There's a lot more to cover. We're going to cover one of them in greater detail now, okay? And this is called the science of al-jarh wa ta'dil. The science of al-jarh wa ta'dil, okay? The science of jarh and ta'dil. The science of classifying the narrators on their based on their acceptability, okay? How acceptable they are. You guys can get one of those things if you want. There's more. If you want. Okay, now what is jarh and what is ta'dil? Jarh means, what is jarh and what is ta'dil? Jarh means to accuse the narrator of being weak, okay? And ta'dil means to make the narrator trustworthy or to classify him as a trustworthy narrator, okay? Jarh means to accuse the narrator of being unacceptable in his transmission of hadith, okay? Let me write this down. Can you please spell out the letters writing in Arabic? Ja-ra-ha. Jim-ra-ha. Of being unacceptable. Jim-ra-ha. Okay? If you want to write it in English, jarh. Jarh. Okay? To accuse the narrator of being unacceptable. Okay? So, when you make jarh of him, you're either accusing his adl or his dabt. You're either accusing his adl or his dabt. You understand this? Right? When you're saying that he's not acceptable, his hadith is not acceptable, then you're either accusing his trustworthiness or you're accusing his what? His memory. Okay? So one of these two things, you must be accusing them for his hadith not to be acceptable. Ta'dil is the exact opposite. That's first is a ta, then an ayn, then a dal, then a ya, then a lam. Ta'dil, in English, T-A-D-E-E-L. Ta'dil. It means to make the narrator trustworthy, okay? To make him trustworthy and have dhabt. In other words, the opposite of jarh, okay? Is to classify the narrator as trustworthy and as having acceptable memory,